Welcome. This is the Real Empowerment Podcast. I am Rebecca Michael, and I'm with
Daniel Ratcliffe.
We are excited to have a caregiver today. And at the Independence Center, we have home health agency. We're a home health agency as well. And the cool part about our work is that we have caregivers, family caregivers, along with individuals that are not related to someone that does caregiving as well. So we wanted to bring in a caregiver to talk about what that looks like in their
world. Caregiving.
Yeah, in caregiving. Because I've never been a caregiver. I don't know if I'd be a good caregiver.
You take care of me pretty well.
And that's not something I willingly want to do. It just happens that way.
I think that's how it happens. I think that's caregiving in a nutshell.
I want to know if I have a target on my forehead and you just found me. Being legally blind. I don't know how that happened, but you did.
I don't know. It just happened. And now you're stuck with me forever.
We'll have to figure that out. Okay.
All right.
All right, Jason. Sorry, we've derailed. This happens a lot, so just fair warning, you know.
You can come
for the
ride. Go ahead
and introduce yourself.
I'm Jason McNeil, and I'm a caregiver for a family member.
Nice.
Awesome.
So let's start with how you got into caregiving. When did that start?
It started when Marty actually moved down here with my mom.
Okay.
From up in North Dakota, and I started doing part-time because I had a full-time job at that time.
Gotcha.
And I just did it part-time one day a week to help them out because, you know, a person can only handle so much through a week.
Like me with Daniel. I can only handle so much.
Is that why we only record ever so often?
We spread these out for a reason.
That's pretty much just helping my mom and my dad to
gotcha.
Let them have a little break too.
Gotcha. Well, so technically you're a family caregiver because you're related to Marty.
Yes.
So he is your...
He is my uncle.
Uncle. Okay. Nice. And so how much time do you spend with him on a given week?
On a given week, I'm usually with him from 8 in the morning till about 6 to 7 at night.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Thursday.
Gotcha.
I did do fives, but then I went ahead and we decided to do 4/10s and bring in another caregiver to do the...
Gotcha.
What does
Friday
a,
or Monday.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. What does a average day look like from start to finish for you?
Start to finish. You can think of it as having a, like, taking care of a young child
sure.
or something, because you got, like, you know, you got bathing, mm-hmm. and you got feeding, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, pills, doctor's appointments, programs. Marty's very active. He has a lot of programs. He goes to horseback riding, and he went fishing weeks ago.
Nice.
With a therapeutic rec.
And awesome.
I just make sure he gets to everything on time. He gets to all of his appointments on time. Have his medication all together. I do all of his medication, order all of it.
Wow. It's a lot to keep track of.
Just so my mom doesn't have to worry about it.
Sure. Sure. And we know Marty because Marty has come to a couple of our activities at the Independence Center, and what a personality that man has.
I love Marty. I want a t-shirt that says that.
We should totally make some t-shirts.
Some I love Marty t-shirts.
Yes.
That would be cool.
That would be hilarious. He would love it.
He would.
He would think it would be the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. When I first met Marty, he, I don't know where we were. I think we were doing Art of Accessibility. One of our Art of Accessibility events at the center.
And yeah, I remember that. I think it was on a Friday. I wasn't there.
Yeah, and he was so excited that he just went around and looked at all of the art, and then he came up and started talking to Marsha, and he calls Marsha sis, and mm-hmm. it's, hey sis, and
yeah.
she's like, I'm trying to talk to somebody else. Just hold on a second, you know. But he just gets so excited about things that interest him, and he wants to share them.
Yes,
and such a kind human being, and you know, I've enjoyed getting to know him over the last year, and you know, just kind of engage in what he enjoys, and just seeing his personality come out.
Yeah, man. And so, as far as the care for Marty, with you, Jason, where did you find that? You felt that you could be a caregiver for your uncle, when was that moment where you're like, you know what, I can do this?
It was actually a personal thing because my father passed away.
Sure.
And he was the one that took care of Marty full time.
Gotcha.
And we ended up having some issues getting a good caregiver, and then I just finally went to my mom and was just like, I will drop my life right now and take care of him.
Sure.
Man, that's beautiful.
And she said, please. And so I did.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Man, kudos to you.
Talk about a change going from physical labor to mental labor.
Yes.
Oh, man, the first year was a really rough transition.
I'm sure that was exhausting,
because,
too.
You know, I'm used to standing 8 to 12 hours a day in a kitchen, running back and forth constantly. And
sure.
Now it's just, it's all mental. And
right.
Organization. And, oh,
right.
Yeah, it was a whole different kind of tired that I had to get used to.
Gotcha.
I can imagine going from, you know, the physical labor part of a job to moving into, you know, now I have to be aware of medical conditions and understanding signs of maybe a seizure, or, you know, he's just not responding like he normally does. What's going on? And trying to understand his own cues so that then you can move forward with what you know needs to happen. I can imagine that would be really a difficult transition initially, but you probably know his tells really well now.
Oh yeah. I know exactly what.
Yeah. I bet.
What heats him up, what cools him down.
Right.
How to work him down sometimes. Cause sometimes he gets worked up.
Sure.
Imagine like politics or something. On TV.
Oh yeah.
Really get a little worked up. You know, I just gotta kind of bring him down a little
that
bit.
Does it for
like, it's
everybody.
Okay, Marty. It's okay.
I can imagine. And you initially started part-time, and then you had, I'm sure that was kind of really difficult transitioning to be a full-time caregiver of someone that your dad took care of, along with kind of grieving that loss as well.
Yeah, well this was quite a couple years afterwards.
Gotcha.
So that was already done and passed. But
gotcha.
Yeah. But he did ask me to help my mom out as much as possible.
That's cool.
I couldn't imagine my mom doing it all by herself.
Yeah.
I just could not. I even try to think about it now, and like, I don't know how she would be able to do it.
Yeah. I'm just shocked by Marsha's schedule now.
Yeah. Marsha's a beast.
Yeah.
She's a beast.
I'm like, where do you find the energy?
So, yep.
Yeah.
And she keeps a smile on her face.
Yep.
Except for those times when you,
you've
in
done
between.
Something.
Yeah.
You
don't
want
to get on Marsha's bad side. When she leans back in that chair like this, bit. Yeah,
you're
she
like,
was my
uh-oh.
Manager for a while.
You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. So, Jason, I always ask like these big questions to make you think. What is one thing that you've learned throughout this experience? What is if you could pick the most important thing that you have learned through working with Marty, what would that be?
I could definitely say my increase in patience.
Okay.
I mean, I've always been a patient person, but now I have the patience of a rock.
Nice.
If I have to, I can sit there and wait 30 minutes for him to, like, walk to the car or something, and then not be fazed by it at all.
Sure.
And try to rush him, get him going.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to time things out to where if there is
you have that time.
I have, yeah, so I don't not late for anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I kind of pride myself on that, getting my times down to where I can I have it timed perfectly. I know how long it takes to get him out of the house or get him ready.
Right.
How long it takes them to eat.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that. That's, you know, for every caregiver, you're probably mastered time management experts.
Mm-hmm.
And not only because you have to plan when certain medications have to be taken and make sure that they're with food. And if you're behind on your schedule, then do you have to pack something that he can take his medications and eat at the same time? I'm sure that there's all of this thought behind the schedule. And
usually my mom, so we're pretty well organized.
Yes.
And we have a weekly spreadsheet.
Sure.
To where every week there's a different sheet, and so we have everything written down on it. So
nice.
But I will sit there and add tons more stuff to it.
Oh yeah, just because you know.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Because I gotta boil his eggs for his breakfast, and I set that up for the week, and just just small things.
Right, yes. Right. And just making sure you're capturing all of that stuff and not missing something.
Not missing something, yeah.
How do you find time for yourself, Jason?
That's actually really hard. That's one of the hardest things I have.
Sure.
Being a caregiver. And I've actually talked to many different families, too, mm-hmm. who take care of their kids. They're not a caregiver, but they're actual kids.
Sure.
And I had one couple come up to me a couple weeks ago, and they asked me about my social life mm-hmm. as a caregiver. It's like, what's your social life like? And I was like, I really don't have one.
Sure.
And then they explained, it was just like, yeah, like when we started taking care of our son full time, like most of our friends kind of just drifted apart from us too. So mm-hmm. our social circle is kind of like really shrank down.
Right. Really understanding what a person needs in order to continue to do their best work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, I think we find that a lot with caregivers. I mean, parents do the same thing, just parenting and taking care of their children. And as they grow, they have to find time for themselves. But as a caregiver, your job literally is to take care of someone. Mm-hmm. And you pour all your emotion and effort into doing the best job you can, as anybody else would in their own professions. But I think caregiving probably is an emotional suck. And then you don't have any other emotions or, you know, the ability to funnel it to someone else.
Yeah.
And so when you're like, social life, what? Yeah. What does that look like? I don't know.
The only person that can relate to me is my mom. So when she, right. yeah, my venting goes there.
Right, right.
All these talking.
Mm-hmm.
We used to offer at the Independent Center, we used to have a family caregiver support group. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should bring that back.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we should bring that back.
Have the ability to have, you know,
some support,
and then have the individuals that are receiving the care come also to do it, and maybe an activity. So, because I know that what we've heard a lot of is I just can't get away,
right?
Which is true. Your schedule is reliant on making sure that someone else is being cared for, but if we can find a way to create an environment where you come and get your support along with doing an activity for the individuals that are getting care with, you know, specialists and coordinators, then in the same building. So if an emergency does happen, the caregiver is there, right there, but then they also get an opportunity to go, oh,
yeah,
I had a long week. This is what happened.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Getting it out.
Yeah.
And bottling it up is one good thing that caregiver should do. It's just like, don't bottle anything up.
Right.
Yeah. It's with anything. Don't bottle it up.
Yeah.
You need somebody to talk to and get your frustrations out. Just to get that lift off your chest. But one of the biggest things I've said about caregiving is it's not about you. Mm. It is never about you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always thinking about somebody else other than yourself. So when it comes to your own life, you're just like,
because
you're still thinking about, like, okay, next week I got this, and this. So you're just like
constantly
going through everything in your mind constantly.
So would you consider being a caregiver to someone who's not in your family, or do you really want to dedicate just to being a family caregiver?
I don't know. I just started thinking about that recently, and I don't know yet. I haven't made that full-on decision for myself yet.
Gotcha.
I'm still pondering that idea.
Yeah. Unless you want to go back to that 12-hour manual labor thing.
What were you doing before?
I was in a kitchen for over 20-something years.
Oh, nice.
Chef, and I did shipping and receiving towards the end because they pretty much saw that I was a spreadsheet guru. And I was like, okay, he's organized. And he can wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So let's just give it a minute.
You're doing organization charts and a souffle over here.
And that's what ended up happening. I ended up actually doing shipping and receiving. And then they'd be like, oh, we don't have time to make lunch for the employees, please. I'm like, all right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I mean, you could also go back to being a chef and...
I was a Japanese table chef. I was a sushi chef.
You can be my caregiver.
Gotcha.
I just need food.
Yeah, you start talking about food.
Mom and Marty, they are so spoiled when it comes to when I cook food.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure
there's
they are.
There's a few things I make that my mom just loves. But there's a couple things my mom makes that I can't even replicate for some reason. I don't know why.
You're like,
so I just
tried.
Let her do it. Like, I just let her do it.
Some mother's love.
She's perfected it. So.
Oh, see, there you go. Nice. It's time and effort, you know, is really, you know, kind of cultivated good food. She's made a couple for us at the center, and I'm like, what is this? And how did you do it? And she tells me, and I'm like, first of all, I don't cook. So I don't even know why I asked you to tell me how this happens, but it's really good.
She likes to experiment.
Oh, well, I believe it.
Yeah, she's a foodie. Mm-hmm. Our whole family were foodies.
Nice.
We will experiment. We don't. Yeah. We won't condone something unless we really try it.
That's so cool. Man, so I understand that most people would look at being a caregiver for their family member as being hard. I know that it can be daunting, but have you found any areas where being a caregiver has enlightened you and has made you more, one, you said patient, but on the other side, as far as the bigger picture, have you found any areas where you've grown, where you have felt one way prior to being a caregiver, and now it's like, you know what? This is what I'm here for. I'm supposed to give care to the world or to my family members or things of that nature. Have you had any of those moments where you just realized where it was eye-opening that you were where you were supposed to be?
Hmm. Well, I just had a moment. I think I lost it in my head.
That's all good.
So, like, I was just thinking something. I lost it.
Yeah, it happens to us all the time.
I'm only halfway through my coffee. something that was, I don't know where it was, eye-opening. I think when I started taking care of Marty full-time and not part-time, because I was very limited, I only took him to a couple things on Monday and picked him up, and that was really all.
Sure.
But as full-time, when I would start taking him to his things that he had, his events,
sure,
or his
activities
around the city, mm-hmm, and meeting other people with or caregivers or parents with kids with disabilities,
sure,
and learning their and learning everybody's story, mm-hmm, kind of you get a better sense of, as a whole, as a community, the needs and wants of people,
right, and how you can likely find other activities and other ways to engage, even if it's not having your own care group, like caregiver group. But while they're doing their activity, you can kind of like check in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. How you doing? And then that kind of naturally turns into a regular check in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you kind of know what's happening with your respective, patients or I don't even know what clients. So that you can be a support, even if you only see one another once a month.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It is. Would you have any suggestions for current caregivers or potential caregivers as far as some qualities they might need to check to see if they have before becoming a caregiver? Do you have any advice for future caregivers?
I would definitely. One advice I would give caregivers is make sure to take a break.
Yes.
To unplug, decompress. Mm-hmm. I mean, get away from. Go up into the mountains, take a walk, do something, you know, clear your head. You just can't let things get bottled up. And it can, and caregiving can be very frustrating. It can. Yeah. You have those moments where things are just not going well, and it's just a bad day.
Right.
It can. And those days can build on you. Like, take a vacation, take a break. Make sure to at least take a break every year.
Right.
At least take a vacation of some kind, even 4 or 5 days away from everything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just to clear your mind and release all that that built-up tension.
So when you take your breaks, where's Marty?
Well, we only get one break, and that's when he goes to camp.
Okay.
And it's 5 days.
Okay.
So usually me and my mom, we take advantage of
that
as our break. But we actually, Lions Camp does respite weekends during the winter times where he can go to camp for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
And that actually, me and my mom, we do our Denver sushi run.
Like, it's the weekend and he's going to hang out at the camp.
We go to sushi. And Marty's at camp. That's our, usually what we have planned all the time.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that's we make sure to try to give ourselves a break too so we don't get overloaded.
Sure. I mean, that's also kind of an accountability for you and her is to really say, okay, we need to take a break.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This weekend, we're going to, ensure that Marty is safe at camp mm-hmm. or respite weekend, and we're going to go hang out. And really kind of guarding that and making sure that you protect that time that you yes. need mm-hmm. is really important. So, you're kind of holding each other accountable to save that weekend.
But even though you're on that break, me and my mom are always like this too, because we're on the break, but mm-hmm. we're always thinking like, oh, is he okay?
Yeah.
Hope everything's all right. Hope mm-hmm.
we don't want a phone call.
Emergency comes up. Or, right. Yeah, that's always going through your head the whole time.
Sure.
Too.
And that makes sense mm-hmm. because, I think that happens for parents too.
Yes. Yeah, you're just, I'm thinking about my kids right now.
Overly.
You're like, oh, that's right. I need to take care of that. Yep.
Yeah. Overly protective too. Mm-hmm. Because.
Yes.
But also recognizing that you found a place where you can trust that he will be cared for mm-hmm. and he'll be safe. Yeah. And it's hard to find. And then when you do find it, using it and understanding that you can use this. It's not, you're not just handing over someone because you're just exhausted.
No. Yeah.
It's really finding a great opportunity for Marty to hang out with other individuals at Lions Camp. And I'm sure he has a great time.
Just like any other person, I'm with him constantly. Mm-hmm. He would want his space for me too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he's like,
I need a break.
Hey, you go over there.
Yeah, I am done with you, Jason.
I am done with the healthy food.
That's exactly how Marty would say. That is exactly how Marty would say.
But yeah, and I always try to when he has his programs, I don't intervene or stand over his shoulder. Like, this is your program. Mm-hmm. This is your time.
Yeah.
And he enjoys having his own time, so I don't interfere get in his way. And so
that's,
he can talk and mingle the way he wants to.
Right.
Yeah.
And how was that always easy for you to do? Or did you have to kind of grow into seeing what his capabilities were to allow him to, flourish?
Well, I've known him pretty much all my whole life. So I know mm-hmm. his medical conditions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just learning his little ticks and quirks
and
figuring them out. That took a little bit, but once I figured it out, it was okay.
Yeah, I know. I know what the sarcasm, where it's coming from.
Yes. Yeah. What about the ability to allow him to try new things on his own? Like if he comes to you, he's like, hey, I want to use the axe to chop some wood, just random. Mm-hmm. Do you allow him to try, or with guiding? I wouldn't say an axe with some wood, but any activity that he may be really interested in, is he capable of attempting on his own, or is it more or less a I don't know if you should do that? You know what I mean?
Type of thing. It's kind of like you got to kind of walk him through.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Yeah, and just but let him do it himself, so he has that sense of accomplishment.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Doesn't feel like you're doing all the work for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of that is, allowing some confidence to be built, too.
Yes.
And, sometimes kind of letting go and going, okay, you're going to try it. And you may fall, but I'm going to be here to help you get back up.
One interesting thing that Marty really likes that I find kind of amusing because, it's my own errands that I run. But he likes to go out and do the adult stuff with me.
Oh, cool. Like
the grown-up stuff, paying bills, going to the bank, doing just those random
things that you need to do in order to live your life, too. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He likes to be felt a part of that.
Right.
So he gets the feeling like this is what life is like.
Right.
That's so cool.
Mm. Yeah. You're like, all right, guess what, Marty? You're paying my rent this month. Let's go pay that rent.
That might come back to bite you. Like, I pay your rent.
Let's go do it.
But we always switch out for lunch, too, and he'll buy lunch one time, and then I'll buy lunch.
That's so cool.
So we always go out and try to eat at different places, but he really likes the Chinese restaurant near the house.
He's like, this is what we're eating today, dude, whether you like it or not, because I'm paying.
Do you involve him in sports events or going to the bar, watching the game?
Like simple stuff.
He watches a lot of sports at home. Nice. We go to the baseball games, the Vibes. We went to the Vibes a couple times this year. We used to go to the Sky Sox before they left.
Oh, yeah. We went to a game together. I think Marty and I might have thrown the first pitch. I think Marty.
Yeah, he's
thrown the first pitch. I don't know if we were all together or not. But, yeah, I remember him being there at that game.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, he
gets out.
He does. Yeah, I know. He is a busy dude.
He horseback rides regularly on Thursdays, weather permitting, of course.
Right. Yes. I know. Marsha was telling me all of his activities, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
God, he is busy.
Right.
Water aerobics on Monday. It's the last one. This one is the last one, but he had water aerobics for the last month on Monday.
Nice. So he's just busy.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And it just depends on what he's, because it's not like we just sign him up for stuff. He actually picks. Like, we go through the
catalog. What adventure he wants to do.
You want to do this? Do you want to do this? And he'll do yes, no, yes, no.
See, there you go. Yeah. And that gives him some ownership, too. Yeah.
Let him choose what he wants. And
that's so awesome.
That is cool. Wow. I think I've exhausted everything I could possibly ask, because I think that this is, I think we just need to have more caregivers come in and talk about their experiences, because just talking with you, Jason, about your work with Marty, and then understanding kind of like how you moved from working in more of the restaurant field into caregiving, which is completely opposite of the profession.
Depending.
Slightly. Well,
it's a lot of caregiving and cooking.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of caregiving.
I think that's more like soul cooking.
Soul giving?
Soul giving, I guess.
All right.
Soul. And I don't cook.
The more love you put in food, the better it's going to taste.
If you're happy, I don't know why. If you're happy cooking.
Oh, yeah.
It just tastes better. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I
that would probably be why I don't cook a lot, because I really don't like doing it, and it likely comes through. A
bottle of wine helps.
Oh, yes. Mm. Pour a little bit in the food, a little bit in your mouth. That's how it works.
I'm going to have to try that.
Until you start burning your hands.
You won't feel
it. Too much
wine. Another drink.
A little too much wine for me.
You won't feel it till tomorrow. You're just like, oh, man.
How did that happen? Oh.
Fried fingernails.
Top of the oven.
That's funny.
Well, I must say, being a caregiver is a... number one, it's wonderful that individuals that may not be able to fully care for themselves have individuals in this world that actually care about them getting their needs met.
Yeah.
That is a selfless, wonderful, inspirational job. And I'm sure that Marty tells you how much he appreciated it. And if he hasn't, we appreciate it, because we love Marty too.
Every 10 minutes between 4 and 6.
I really appreciate you.
I love you, Jason.
Yes.
I love you, Jason.
Yes.
I love you, Jason.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. So on behalf of Marty, on behalf of anybody that has the need for a caregiver, thank you.
Yes, thank you
for
so
being
much.
Who you are thank and you stepping up to the plate and doing some things that some other people might not have done.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. Mm.
So thank you so much. And thank all of our caregivers that are listening as well.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
No problem. If you like this podcast, please like and share it. We like to when you share it, and also subscribe. So please do that.
Do that.
If you have any questions about family caregiving or caregiving in general, please check our website, www.theindependentcenter.org. If you go search under home health, and then you can find our openings for family caregivers and caregivers, so personal care attendants, and also skilled nursing is also one that we're also looking for.
When you say
well.
Openings, are you saying that we hire?
We do hire.
Oh, man.
Yes, I know. Go look.
Check it out.
Yes, definitely.
Where can they find that again?
That is on our website. You know our website. You tell them.
I never look at our website. No, I'm joking. www.theindependentcenter.org.
There
or ORG,
ORG, right? Yep. Okay. And then our phone number is 719-471-8181. And then just ask for home health, and they will connect you to someone who can give you all those answers to those questions about being a family caregiver or a caregiver for a non-family member, it's considered unskilled. But there is a lot of skill that goes into being a caregiver.
Yes. More than you would think.
Go. I totally believe it.
Yeah. So where could they find our podcast, Becca?
So you can find it two different locations. First, Podomatic. And just go to podomatic.com and search for Real Empowerment. And then our YouTube channel. So go to YouTube and search for the Independent Center, and all of our podcasts that are accessible with captions are there.
Awesome sauce. Yeah. All right. So I guess we're good to sign off, right?
We are good to sign off. I'm Rebecca Michael.
I'm Daniel Radcliffe.
I'm Jason McNeil.
Thank you, Jason.
And this was Real Empowerment.